The Closet Geek Show, Episode 7. Sorry I'm late, but I'm a lazy ass. Hey, it's the Closet Geek Show, Episode 7. I'm your host, Brent Morris. Sorry I'm late. This is your show on... it's Monday, September 12th, but I was supposed to release the show back on the 8th, so I'm 4 days late. Sorry about that. I was late because my internet was down on... it was supposed to be restored on Friday, and it didn't get restored till Saturday morning, and I was out all Saturday, to help a friend out with some homework initially, but he lives near the beach, so I kind of spent the day at the beach, which was great because it was the first, like, warm, summery kind of day. So I sort of spent the day chilling out on Bondi Beach, got myself a nice tan and a sunburn on my face, so I look like an idiot. That's okay. Good times. Then I went out Saturday night, and I would have done the show on Sunday, but I had a hangover. So here I am on Monday. It's my vacation week. It's the midterm break, so I get some time off, and I should be spending that time doing homework and or cleaning my apartment. And from the looks of the apartment, I've not cleaned it yet. In fact, it looks even worse. From the looks of my to-do list, I haven't touched my homework either. So, what have I been doing? Well, the answer to that is pretty much nothing. I did reading. That's what I did yesterday, actually. I was really going to do a show. I really, really, truly missed out on doing my show. I was pretty bummed out about it on Saturday. And on Friday, I was just pissed off that my internet didn't come back on Friday when it was supposed to. It didn't, like, get fast. So I couldn't get any music. So I didn't have any music to review because that takes forever. So I went on Friday night, even though the internet was slow and set up a whole big list of stuff to queue up, and slowly it was downloading, and I figured in the night my internet would speed up, and it did, and I had a big playlist of like 100 songs to go through, and I went through a bunch of them yesterday and today, so I picked some good ones, and hopefully I'll have some more good ones for the coming show on Thursday already. I hope everyone had a good week. Mine was just pretty boring with homework at the end of the week before, and now I'm back to, nothing, just doing, normal old nothing this week. I might go out, I'm going skydiving again on Friday. I don't know why exactly. I haven't really told any of my friends back home or my family. I don't know, I think I might just be trying my luck, I'll do a show again on the Thursday before I go for the jump. Hopefully I'm going to see if I can get some recording equipment. I'd like to do like a sound seeing tour of me jumping the hell out of an airplane. Because that would be cool. Because actually I thought about doing that sort of right when I started podcasting. I'm like, you know what? Next time I go jump out of a plane, I'm going to bring a iRiver recording equipment with me of some kind. Because I'd like to record that. So I might end up doing that. We'll see how expensive recording equipment is. I've been trying to budget, and then paying for skydiving kind of took that budgeting plan and kicked it out the window, but whatever. All right. I don't really have much of a geek talk, but I'll talk about that after the first song. Have a cool thing I found on the web to talk about, and, what the hell, I'll talk about some podcasts as well. So, here comes the first song of the late show. And it would be, let's see, where are you going? Mashup. I almost forgot to do a mashup again. I was all set to start recording. I'm like, oh my god, I forgot a mashup again. So I had to stop everything and go back and find a mashup because I'm an idiot. So I found a good one. Actually, it's one that I keep putting off that I really wanted to put in the show, but kept finding other ones. So here's one again from DJ Earworm. And I think if I were to go back and look at the archives, most of my... Let's see, last week's mashup was from DJ Earworm, and I don't know. It seems like I have a lot of those. Maybe it's just one. I just have a lot of them on my computer, I guess. Because now looking back, I don't really have any in the archives except for the last week's. But he does a lot of work, so that's probably why I have a lot of mashups by him. But I'm rambling. Enough rambling. All right. So here I go with DJ Earworm's We Need a Filthy War. And it's a mashup of a whole bunch of artists. So enjoy. I'll be back after the song.
Oh, you're so filthy.
Good song, good song. I'm really tired today, and I don't know why, because I got some good sleep last night, but I haven't woken up properly, and I've been up for like 5 hours. I don't know what's wrong with me. I need coffee or something, but I already had coffee today, but my mind is clouded since I woke up on Sunday, I guess, and I don't know. I woke up early on Sunday too. I didn't sleep in too late, despite being ridiculously intoxicated the night before. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'd like it to stop so I can focus on my podcast and then later focus on my fucking homework. Okay, so geek talk time. I don't really have a great deal to talk about geek stuff. I was trying to figure out something to talk about that would be interesting. And I was coming up with pretty much nothing. But then yesterday, I had a download that finally finished downloading. And it was the complete series of Transmetropolitan, which is a graphic novel series. And yeah, I know I downloaded it, and that's bad and all that good stuff. But that's how I consume most of my media. And I'm probably going to go... Not probably. I am going to go buy the comics for this comic series. It's now officially one of my favorite comics. It was amazing. I couldn't... Part of the reason why I didn't get my thing done, the podcast done yesterday, is I couldn't pull myself away from reading this story. It's really interesting. It's a comic. It has nothing to do with superheroes or anything like that, which is always a nice change. It is the writer's is a guy named Warren Ellis, who strikes me as familiar, and I didn't know until I just went and looked him up just while that song was playing. He was the writer in another comic book that I've read that's one of my favorites, so that was cool. But yeah, it's he wrote this comic series called Transmetropolitan. And it follows a journalist who it's set in the future in this city that I don't think is ever named. I think it's in Florida though, and it's set in the future in this sort of dystopian future where science has cured cancer and all kinds of ailments, and you can get body enhancements for anything, and there's all kinds of crazy drugs and products around, and it's kind of like a bit of a nightmarish world in terms of the over-commercialization of everything. And but it's a good story. It's about a journalist who's living off in the mountains, having become famous 5 years ago in the past when he was a journalist, and he wrote a book about an election. And became super famous and couldn't go out without getting bombarded by fans, so he hated it, and he moved out to the mountains to write, and discovered that once he was in the mountains, he couldn't write, and he had to be in the city to write, even though he hated it so much. Even though people there loved him, he couldn't stand the city because of just the way people were there. So he moves out, has to go back to the city, because his book publisher threatens to sue him. So he has to go back in order to write. And so he does so. And it's this sort of the story following his escapades. And it's strange. It gets into politics and people trying to kill him and all kinds of stuff like that. But it's really funny. The character is based partly off of Hunter S. Thompson, who is the journalist who died recently, who I don't really know a great deal about. I'd like to go read his books. Something on the list of things to do this week if I get around to it. I don't know why I got... Now I remember why I looked at Transmetropolitan, because I heard that the character there was based off of Hunter S. Thompson. And yesterday I was watching Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas again, because it's one of my favorite movies. So I was in kind of like the Hunter S. Thompson kind of mood, so I felt like reading Transmetropolitan. So anyway, if you like the character in Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, then you'll like the main character named Spider Jerusalem, which is kind of weird, but that's his name in Transmetropolitan. And I rambled again, but my brain is not working today. So that ends Geek Talk. A cool website to tell you guys about would be Starving with Lewis, which is it's an interesting kind of, it's called I'm Starving with Lewis. It's a web-based, TV show. It only has a few episodes out right now, but, it's kind of bizarre. It's a cooking show, and, It's also a comedy, and it's basically sort of like a big poor guy who cooks what I imagine is rather tasty food on the cheap. So he'll tell you how to make a gourmet food with, you know, hot dogs and ramen and stuff like that. But it's a funny show, so you should go check that out. It's starvinwithlewis.com. I'll throw a link up in the show notes at closetgeekshow.blogspot.com. So you can go check out the show there. There's about three or four episodes out right now. So it's a cool show. I am enjoying watching it. And I like seeing sort of these people releasing television shows online, because for the most part they're superior to the television shows that are on TV right now. I can only stand so many iterations of CSI and Law and Order. So yeah, that's a cool website to talk. And now about my podcast talk. I listened to a whole bunch of podcasts lately, and it seems that being able to talk about one podcast per show, so basically one podcast a week, is not enough. So if you're looking for more shows like mine, or even actually most of the things I listen to aren't like mine, they're far more funny and interesting, and actually don't have a whole lot of music. It's strange. I only listen to a couple of podcasts, and even then, those music podcasts I listen to, it's only on and off that I actually listen to them. I don't know why. I guess it's, well, first of all, they don't really play the kind of music I'm always into. Part of the reason why I do this show. But I don't know, I just like hearing people talk more than I do music, which is kind of strange since I do a music podcast. But there it is. A cool podcast to tell you about, though, is Me and B Show, which is at themeandbshow.com. It's a cool show. I found it just a couple days ago, and I've since listened to all their shows. They have about 12 shows out so far, and it's just one of those couple podcasting shows. They talk about just sort of normal old stuff, but they're funny people, and it's a good show, so I recommend that you go listen to them. So go do that right now. Right now. Go listen to them. Hang up on this show. No, I'm joking. Listen to my show, please. It's the only thing that makes me happy in life anymore. Please? Anyway, I'm being a dork. All right. Now I'm going to play a bunch of music so I stop rambling, because I realize this show is just, it's just dead. I don't know what's wrong with my brain. I promise Thursday show. I will do Thursday show this week. I'm certain of that. I promise it'll be actually funnier, because maybe my brain will start working by that time. Oh, a couple other podcasts I do have to give shout-outs to. See, this is what happens when I go so long without doing anything. I did a guest show for Bit Jobs for the Masses, a music podcast, one of those music podcasts that I listen to occasionally. It's a good show. Phil Coyne, the guy who runs the show, gives a good mix of kind of chillin' rock and alternative. Most of the stuff seems to be based out of England, but it's a good show, and he wanted people to do guest shows, so I offered, and lo and behold, he actually let me do a show. So I go and play kind of the same kind of mix I do here. So if you want to go hear more music, I recommend that I play, or even just more music that he plays, I recommend you go check out Bit Jobs for the Masses. Bit Jobs for the Masses. I'm so stupid. Anyway, it's at bitjobs.net. There's going to be a link to it in the show notes. Like, there's a link to everything I talk about, or most of the things I talk about. The important stuff I talk about has links. So yeah, I would check out that. And also check out Gabberjaw. I spoke about them a couple shows ago, but I was on their show, so that's more than enough reason to go listen to their show if you're not doing so already. So go check them out at gabberjaw.com. They called me up on the Skype when I was playing hooky and not showing up for class on time. And we had an interesting conversation, to say the least. So go check them out. So now it's time for me to actually play some music, because that's what this show is for, and not for me rambling. I'm already at the 20-minute mark. I've only done one song. So time for song number two. It's I think I found it on the PodSafe Music Network. It's from a band called National Product, and the song is called Sean's Song. I'll put a link up to their band's page in the show notes. It's a good kind of rockin' song, so enjoy.
Lingering in the darkness, the shadows walk past. The rain falls next to me, and I am blinded. Running from my emotions, your words they cut deep. I stand past my time, and leave you blinded.
That's a good song, and I'm going to keep the energy going, because personally, I ain't got none myself, and that would kill the show if I were to continue talking. So, shutting up, here comes another song. It's Chiba Ken with the song titled The Distance From Here. Have fun with it.
Thank you. so I'll be right. Now I will go. Now I will leave. This is my fate. Just a dream. I might be held to be working. You might see me in a dream.
Touch.
It's Brent. Brent is back. Back again to introduce a new song. This song is from an artist called, I can't pronounce it. It's not even a word. HPP/G3. Song titled Bingo Baby Babe. It's a weird kind of dancey track with guitars. It's kind of bizarre, to be honest. But I thought it was kind of hip, fun to bounce to. And since that meets my criteria of music I like, I put it in the show. So, I'm moving it slowly from the rock end back into the dance music end. I thought I'd do things backwards from usual. Instead of the trance and then move to harder stuff, I thought I'd start hard and then go soft again. Don't know why. I just figured it would be fun. So, here is Bingo Baby Babe. Weird song, but a good song. More music now. I really promise next episode my mind will be back to normal, but I don't know what's wrong with me, and it's killing me that I can't be funny or alive at all. I don't know what's the matter, but I will have it figured out soon enough, and I'll be back with exciting shows once more. So, more music, less me complaining. Here's a song called Trans Central. It's from an artist named Joe DJ. It's a good song. I pulled it, I think, off the Podsafe Music Network. Like most of the music in this show, the last one that came for us was from a site called CC Mixter, which I think I'll talk about next episode. But here's more music. No yammering. Was nice and spacey, just the way I like it. So, last song of the show, My brain will be back next show, I promise you. I think I'll just close out the show now. Please send me comments or feedback and yell at me for having such a shitty show. ClosetGeekShow@gmail.com. Please check out the website if you're getting this off of iTunes somehow. I don't even think the show's on iTunes. That might be. I haven't installed iTunes yet, despite there being a new iTunes. ClosetGeekShow.blogspot.com. Or if you're on Skype, look for the nickname Closet Geek Show. That's me. And by all means, give me a call over Skype. I do know it works sometimes. So, end of this show. One more song coming up. I'll be back next Thursday, barring any unforeseen things coming up, though I don't see anything coming up for a while. So, this is from an artist called DJ Styles. The song is called La Salsa Goes Tech. It's a cool little techno song I picked up off the Podsafe Music Network. So, thank you for listening if you made it through all this way with my complaining and being tired and out of it. Feels like I'm on drugs, but I'm not. Maybe I should be. All right, so, and I wanted to send my best wishes to Derek from Skepticality. He's the host of a podcast that I heartily recommend to everyone. Skepticality.com. I'll put a link up to it in the show notes. Unfortunately, Derek came down with something akin to a brain aneurysm earlier in the week, or last week rather, which is really unfortunate to hear because he puts out a great podcast. I don't know what the status of him or the prognosis is now, but it is a great show, so go back and listen to their archives. It's a show about current events with sort of a skeptical view to it, so they debunk things like pseudoscience and supernatural events and UFO encounters and all that kind of stuff. It's a good show if you're a skeptical, rational thinking person like myself. So, last song. Again, it is called La Salsa Goes Tech from DJ Styles, and that'll be it for the show. I'll be back next Thursday. Thanks for downloading, and I'll see you next week. DJ Styles. We'll be right back.